Roger Partridge is the chair of business-funded think tank The New Zealand Initiative. He's been looking really closely at the numbers of public service workers.
Today's figure at 65,699 is eye-wateringly large. So there's been an explosion, really, over the last 6 years. Dig deep into the numbers, we can see that the biggest increases are in the roles that are not frontline. So, for example, the number of managers in the public service grew from 5,333 when the Labor-led government took office in 2017 to over 8,000 in June last year.
Right.
The number of policy analysts increased from 2,633 to 3,949, an increase of 50%. And the number of information professionals grew from 5,400 to over 9,500.
What's an information professional?
They're somebody that deals with data. Over that period, of course, we've seen a big rise in automation. So you might have thought there would be an opportunity for savings in the size of the bureaucracy, but actually the scale of the bureaucracy has mushroomed.
And what do you think the logic is behind this?
You could speculate. More spending means more output, and that will improve the lives of New Zealanders. If you take a very benign view, spend more on officialdom and you'll get better outcomes. But perversely, over the last 6 years, most New Zealanders would probably feel we've moved backwards on some of the core measures.
What impact has this had on the government's books, like the surplus and the deficits we keep hearing about?
Yeah, so when the current government came to power, it inherited a five-yearly forecast which had the government books in deficit to the tune of $15 billion. By contrast, when Labor came to office in 2017, the same five-yearly forecast was for a $26 billion surplus. So that's a huge swing.
I was having a look at a graph the other day of the deficits and surpluses that New Zealand governments have had over time. And I mean, in the key English years, there were certainly deficits, weren't there?
No, there absolutely were. And that comes back to my point that New Zealand is prone to natural disasters. Of course, we had the Kaikoura and Christchurch earthquakes. The results of those are very hard for governments to grapple with. And of course, we had COVID during the Ardern government. And we had a massive increase in government spending, and especially with the wage subsidy, a scheme that we were extremely supportive of. If you're going to lock down the economy, you need to underwrite it. But after that, after COVID started to recede, most countries in the world managed to get their spending back to pre-COVID levels. Ours just kicked on. And the outcome is that in 2017, 2018, the first year of the Labor government, government spending was about $80 billion. In the current year, it's forecast to be $140 billion. So an increase of 74%. Now, you have to adjust that for inflation because the price of money's reduced, but it's still an increase in 39%.
What do you think about the arguments that a lot of people are saying that National is only cutting these people so they can pay for tax cuts and give landlords a tax break too?
What we've seen is prioritising of tax cuts for a select few and landlords as opposed to critical areas of government responsibility that New Zealanders need.
Well, the scale of public spending over 6 years, adjusted for inflation, has increased by 39% compared with where it was in 2017. The government's borrowings books have blown out. The level of Crown debt has doubled over the last 6 years. So whether there were tax cuts or not, there needed to be a scalpel taken to the size of government spending.